We are in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Dalid. We are up to Sivav, and we'll be doing from Vav through Ches. Sivav Einos Niner Al Gabe Ilan Me'erav Yantif. You're not allowed to put a candle on a tree Me'erav Yantif. The Chayshinon Shema Yovol Lishtamish Be'ilan, because we're afraid you're going to use the tree. The halach is like this. Placing anything on a tree or taking it off the tree is considered Shimush Be'ilan, which Chazal Asered. We saw that in Hilcha Shabbos. So the halach is on Shabbos, you're not allowed to place anything on a tree that you may take on Shabbos. If you place it there on Shabbos, of course, you're using the tree. If you place it there on Erev Shabbos, it should have been mutter, but it's also because we're afraid you'll remove it on Shabbos. A candle, you wouldn't have that problem because no one takes a candle off on Shabbos. On Yontif, it's also to light the candle there for Erev Yontif because someone will take the candle off on Yontif, and removing it from the tree is considered using the tree. Siv Zayin. Ein poch sin ner shel cheres. You're not allowed to make a cavity in a lantern of earth. The hainu ba'odo rach, while it is still soft, kamo beitzim shel yotzer. The potters, the way they start is they have this little egg-shaped thing of clay, and that's what they put on their wheel and they shape it. So if it is as flexible and moist as those beitzim shel yotzer, then you're not allowed to go and make a cavity where you'll be able to put oil, because that's mamish making a keli on yontif. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says that even if it is it was already shaped before yontif, you're not allowed to place something that it will keep it from falling in. You want it to dry, so you put some straw there to keep it from collapsing. You're not allowed to go push by hand, so it'll have where to support the oil. You are making a container for the oil. You're making a keli on yontif. Mishnah Berurah also mentions that if you have two kelim that came out of the kiln that are that stuck, separating them on yontif or Shabbos is considered a tikkun mana, making a kli. Sifches. In chotchin hapsila lebeis, you're not allowed to cut the wick in half. Elim kain, unless al yedei shenosin shtei roshel b'fi shtei neiros umadlika be'emso. What do you do? You put the two edges into two places where the oil are, and then you go light it in the middle. It'll catch fire, and what before went into it will become the bottom, and this will become the top of each wick. That's only if you really need both, and not that you're just trying to cut off one part of it. So the halachi is that this is only if you're doing it by way of fire. If you're doing it by way of a knife, the halachi is that that's a tikkun of the two psilis. Mishnah Berurah leaves as a tzarichin if you can do it by hand. Also, not only is it also if you're creating two, but even if you're you're just shortening one, that's also usser. And to take a candle and light it in the middle because you'd like to go and you'd like it to burn as two candles, that's going to be mutter. If you actually light it there so that it'll burn that way.